Pressure is mounting on social media colossus Facebook to increase privacy for its users. But at the same time, the Australian, UK and US governments have written an open letter to the company, urging Facebook to think twice about introducing end-to-end encryption across all of its services. The joint signatories want Facebook to ensure there's a back door so that law enforcement agencies can access communications when required. Stephanie Boris has more.
Addressing Facebook employees in the United States, CEO Mark Zuckerberg talked about what the company is changing for users.
Privacy has just been a huge theme for the company, and we're really proud of the end-to-end encryption that we've already rolled out around the world in WhatsApp. We'd like to bring our other systems around Messenger and Instagram up to the same level.
For those who aren't up to date with IT lingo, end-to-end encryption allows a person to send a message or image to someone without it being read by anyone else or modified. Essentially, keeping your data private. That's already possible through WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook. And now the company wants to do the same with Instagram messages and Facebook Messenger.
Have it be a kind of rich but private experience. And I'm just excited to have this out there.
But that enthusiasm isn't shared by the US, UK and Australian governments. In an open letter to Facebook, they've raised concerns about the misuse of end-to-end encryption by criminals.
Facebook has not committed to address our serious concerns about the impact its proposals could have on protecting our most vulnerable citizens.
The letter states that more than 16 million reports were made by Facebook to the US National Center for Missing and Exploited Children last year.
Our understanding is that much of this activity, which is critical to protecting children and fighting terrorism, will no longer be possible if Facebook implements its proposals as planned.
Australia, the US and UK want Facebook to halt its plans to roll out end-to-end encryption until it addresses a number of concerns they have, including
enable law enforcement to obtain lawful access to content in a readable and usable format.
Essentially, they want the key to unlock the door so that they can gain access to messages and images of people they believe are committing a crime. Mark Zuckerberg argues that Facebook can help with investigations without giving them access to that special key.
Being able to identify patterns of activity, especially around sharing child pornography and things like this that are just terrible, that I think you can probably find through patterns of activity that we're going to ramp up investment of, and we're going to do that before we roll out end-to-end encryption.
Damian Manuel is the director of the Cybersecurity Research and Innovation Centre at Deakin University.
We need to find a balance between civil liberty and privacy, as well as protecting society.
He says he understands why governments are pushing for access, but has outlined what the unintended consequences could be.
You have to sort of ask, well, if we open Pandora's box, in what other instances might this information be used? It might not necessarily be used to target pedophiles or criminal activity. Be used to target political dissidents or certain sections of society as well.
The fight over privacy will continue as governments push for greater access to communications. A Facebook spokesman has made it clear they oppose handing over that key to open the door.
Stephanie Boris reporting.